Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Let's talk about classics because, of course, in the world of homeschooling, we always learn about the classics. You have to read the classics with your kids. And I remember when my oldest, we were just getting started in homeschooling and she was four. And I remember my friend talking to me about manipulatives. And I was like, what in the world is a manipulative? I don't even know what word that is. I don't know what you're talking about. And of course, she was talking about, you know, things that you do with your hands and how they can learn through, you know, things like that. And I quickly learned what that was. And I feel like the classics kind of make their way into that same world of, not that people haven't heard of classics, but then you ask the question, well, what is a classic? What makes a classic? Why is a classic important? Are all classics good? Are some bad? Are some harmful? Yeah. What is the whole purpose of reading classics? So talk us through what is a classic, what makes a real one, and then how can we discern a good classic from one that could be harmful to us as Christian homeschoolers?
Those are great questions, and they're related, of course, but they're not the same. It's not the same question. That's two very separate ones, and I think important to take them separately. The definition of a classic is obviously a subject of much debate. But we don't really debate which books belong in the category. At least we can agree. Most thoughtful observers can agree on a list of titles that are generally considered classics. And they have a couple of things in common. The first is that the human family has been reading them for a long, long time. That's the first one. They stand the test of time, right? We are still reading Homer's Iliad. And it's not just because eighth grade English teachers require it of their students. It's because there's something about it that makes us want to read it over and over again. And so the ability of a book to be relevant for a long time is one of the key definitions of a classic. But if you go back into that question and examine it a little bit, you have to ask, why is the Iliad still relevant? Why do we read the Iliad over and over again? It's in a foreign language about a culture that has nothing to do with our culture, about people that are strange to us in just about every way. How is it relevant? Well, I don't know if you know the story of the Iliad, but it, in a sense, is the story of a guy who feels like he's been wronged and gets his feelings hurt. And then, when presented with the choice of whether to be reconciled with the person that had offended him and let bygones be bygones and enter back into a friendship and a relationship, or nurse the bitterness in his heart, refuse to be reconciled, and let whatever consequences come what may, he chooses the latter. He chooses bitterness. He chooses offense. And what happens? The first line of the Iliad says, "Sing, goddess, of the wrath of Peleus' son Achilles and the devastation that it wreaked upon the Achaeans." The Achaeans are his own people. The Achaeans are Achilles' people. And so what the author tells us right from the beginning, this is going to be a story about a guy who will not be reconciled to someone who has given him offense, and it destroys him. And we realize, as we read the Iliad, oh, now I know why everybody reads the Iliad. Because that theme, the destructive effects of bitterness when you nurse it in your heart and refuse to be reconciled, is relevant to everyone. Mm-hmm. We still do that today. I did that last week. That's the kind of thing that's human down at the very bottom. And furthermore, Homer tells that story in a compelling way that you do not soon forget. And so we come to this definition of a classic. A classic is a story that deals with a universally compelling theme in a compelling way. Mm-hmm. Content and style combine to make a classic. If you add to that definition one that has addressed a universally compelling theme in a compelling way for three centuries,
right,
then you have a pretty ironclad definition. But that does raise the question of what about J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, for example. Does that story address universally compelling themes? I would say yes. Does it address them in compelling ways? I would say yes. But, you know, they were written in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. So it hasn't been three centuries yet.
Right.
So that's a really fun discussion to have. What books that are being treasured by our civilization today will someday have the status of the hoary old classics of bygone eras, and we can have that conversation. But I think the definition that we've come up with is more useful in holding up Tolkien to a great respect and admiration.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a list on your website, right? Of good literature, classics, things like that.
Oh yeah.
Okay. We'll link to those in the show notes.
Yeah, sure. At centerforlit.com, we've got all kinds of resources that basically point readers and teachers to what we think are our classics. But it's important to note that there's a lot of recent books on those lists. I actually think, you know, Cain Potok's The Chosen, written in the 60s, is a classic by any definition, except it hasn't been around for 300 years.
Right. Right.
But the question is it a universally compelling theme, the relationship between a father and a son and the difficulty of communication there? Absolutely. Is it compelling? Couldn't put it down. So yeah, that's going to be a classic. I would call it a classic now. So yeah, a lot of recent titles on our lists as well.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.